Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. American Theater Company here in Tulsa is teaming up with the Oklahoma City Repertory Theater, City Rep, to present the world premiere production of a new musical with Dreams of Broadway. Prior Rendering opened last weekend in Oklahoma City and continues with four performances in Tulsa this weekend. The musical, with music and lyrics by Frank Shiro and book by Sean Churchman, who teaches at the University of Oklahoma's School of Musical Theater, is set in 1960s rural Oklahoma. Two teenage boys, Charlie and Dewar, fall in love and struggle to fit in. Born on the pool table of his grandfather's bar, Charlie is scorned by his fundamentalist mother, misses his absent father, and is raised by his grandfather and assorted barflies. The production features Broadway veterans throughout, including director Stephen Nakami and actors Terry Runnels, Rachel Koloff, and my guests today, Stacey Logan and Julie Johnson. Two actresses worked together in Hal Prince's 1998 revival of Candide on Broadway. And Logan's credits include The Sweet Smell of Success, Beauty and the Beast, Big, and Crazy for You. Johnson's credits include the first national tour of Memphis the Musical, the off-Broadway Das Barbecue, and numerous regional theater roles. Prior Rendering gets underway in Tulsa tonight with a performance at 8 o'clock, additional performances Friday and Saturday evening, and Sunday afternoon at the Williams Theater of the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. Julie Johnson and Stacey Logan are my guests today. Stacey and Julie, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
This has been kind of an exciting couple of weeks for you as you've been rehearsing and now performing this new musical. What's it like to be involved in a new musical? I'll start with you, Stacey.
Well, it's a lot of hard work. I have been involved with this project for, I think, 3 years. Not full-time, of course, but doing workshops and readings and fundraisers. And what's interesting about it and exciting is that you really get to be in on the creation of something. And there are a lot of details that go into the making of a musical and a lot of teamwork. So it can be frustrating and challenging at times, but just being able to help create a character and help the writers see things maybe that they hadn't seen when they were putting it together and bringing up things in her character. So it's fun. I was involved in several new musicals in New York City when I was working on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And so I've had some experience at it. And I'm happy to do it again, but it's a frustrating process, challenging process.
Well, I think as an actress, when you are participating in the very beginnings of a musical where you're maybe coming in and singing with a rehearsal pianist or doing a table read, it's like, this goes in the back of my mind that something might come of this. I mean, or how do you approach it? How do you mm-hmm. approach it, Julie?
Well, I think you always approach a project like this with the best of hopes for it, you know, and the idea of we're here to make this a success. And what I can bring to it is hopefully everything, everything it needs. But you also have that opportunity working with Sean Churchman, who wrote the book, and Frank Shiro, who wrote the music and the lyrics. You have that opportunity to bring the characters they have written, and they've spent 7 years, let's right. say. They have, and yeah. others spend longer than that, creating these characters on paper. They hear their voices in their heads. They know mm-hmm. who they are. But when you, as an actor, get hold of this material and you start to bring your character to life, it's so exciting to watch their faces. Mm-hmm. Frank, one day, when we were singing one of Faye Rose's songs, after I got through, he had tears in his eyes because he said, that's what I always thought this would sound like, you know, and that just makes you feel wonderful. It could be that you'll look and see a frown, not from them so far, but you know, then you go, okay, I'm going to take another approach here. I'm going to mm-hmm. find out what they want mm-hmm. and try to parent this as well as I can and become the character.
And I would assume for both of you, when you're creating this character for the first time with the people who envision these characters, you're sort of doing that. Okay, is it this approach? Is it this approach? Is it this
Absolutely.
Approach? And then mm-hmm. once you sort of get the general approach, then you start honing it and perhaps adding your own influence
Absolutely.
To it.
Absolutely.
Or does that begin at the beginning?
Well, I certainly bring everything that I have to it in my ideas. And sometimes they'll say, you know, maybe that's not what I was thinking, or great, I never thought of it like that. Mm-hmm. But that's cool. Go for it. Yeah. You know, as I said, it's very collaborative. And I know that some things aren't what they envisioned, but you know, the people that they've hired, that's, you know, they have what they bring, and it shifts and changes the piece in wonderful ways. So it's, again, with the teamwork, you know, you have to give and take and flow.
If you want it to be only your vision, then write a book.
Yeah, exactly. And our director, Steve Nakami, is also, he's that conduit between the writers and us, and that person that helps everyone, you know, try to put parts and pieces of everyone's vision together and make it one vision and, you know, one thought process, you know, so that the audience sees what these men wrote and it comes back to them and affects them. That's the important thing, is for the audience to go on this journey with you and to walk out saying, oh, either I was changed, or, oh, that just affirms the things that I have been thinking and feeling. And I'm so glad that I've seen this, or that has changed my mind, that, you know, whatever effect it has on an audience member, it's when you have an effect on them, that's very important.
But being involved as long as I have, I totally believe in the show. I mean, I really believe in the message. I believe in these characters are people that anyone who grew up in a small town, I mean, yes, this is set in Pryor, Oklahoma. It was written by Gary, the novel that it is based on was written by Gary Reed, who was born in Tulsa. So, you know, these Oklahoma, small-town Oklahoma characters are, of course, small-town characters from anywhere. It's about this small community and how the town really helps this young man grow up. And, you know, Faye Rose has, I play Ida, who's kind of a damaged woman and not the best parent. She's got many issues. But, you know, Faye Rose steps in and helps.
That's Julie's character.
Yes, yeah. And loves my son in ways I can't.
So take us back to those first table reads, Stacey. What did you say, oh, this is something special? Did you think, this is going to, you know, and anytime you do a first table read, it's kind of like, well, ooh, they're going to be rewriting that part right there. You can just sort of sense it.
There's always rewrites.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
No matter what it is, there's just, you know, it's the nature of the business. But I loved the music, Frank Shiro's music.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the story. I loved the it takes a village sort of
mentality,
yeah.
to raise a kid.
And there are three wonderful women's roles, know, for women that are over 20, which is wonderful.
I mean, the character over 20 twice in some cases. Yes.
The characters are just fantastic.
Yes, they are.
Funny. There's so much humor, so much warmth.
Very real, too, even though they are archetypes of what I would call Southerners. Oklahoma and Texas. I'm from Texas, but very far north Texas. But Oklahoma and Texas characters are, in their nature, a bit dramatic. You know, they are something special, and they are repeated in every little town. Every little town has a Faye Rose and an Ida and a Chick, the grandfather that helps raise this young boy, too. And every town has the young boy who grows up feeling different to everyone else around him and feeling like something is not right here. And it's not that it's not right. It's just that he is different. And this is set in the late 60s, early 70s. So people's enlightenment was
different.
Was different then. Yeah. It was yet to come, we hope. And he struggles with these things where he knows that he just doesn't quite fit in. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't talk to a high school kid that's not, even the popular ones I'm so worried I won't be popular. I'll go to school tomorrow and I won't be popular and nobody will talk to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this young man has that issue of, you know, his friend, the kids at school don't get him, and he's being raised in a bar, basically, by his grandfather and his grandfather's girlfriend.
And I'm a very fundamental, Pentecostal.
Sort of an absent.
From Charlie, you know. Damaged, I'll say.
Well, right.
I'm a tough mom.
Ida has buried herself in the idea of repentance for some past wrongs, and through that has become so severe, I think, in so many ways that she
is closed off
and can't open up to this young boy. Though
there's a
great ending. She makes great
progress throughout the show.
But what I like is it's not an unreal progress. It's not a musical comedy. Well, I'll sing this song and now I'm all better. You know, it's
as my mother says, you get a little better.
But it's a real trajectory for someone because you can't change overnight.
Yeah, you can't.
It's gradual.
Mm-hmm. Now, Julie, when did you come into the process? Did you just for this production?
For this production,
she's perfect.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'll give you money for that later. but it was one of the things. Sean had talked to me about the show a few years ago, and he and I both our schedules. We're going different ways, and we didn't connect anymore on it. And then I saw on Facebook, he said, we're doing a production of Prior Rendering in Oklahoma City. And I sent a Facebook.
And Tulsa, yes.
With this for the first one.
It's sort of a joint production between American Theater Company and OK Rep. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. And so I texted him and said, I would love to be a part of it if there's anything available. And, well, yes, there was. And it's actually one of those roles that a character actress dreams of.
Yeah. Great. Well, tell us a little bit about Faye Rose.
She runs the local bar. She's very matter-of-fact, very funny. There's a way to laugh your way through everything. Mm-hmm. And that's what she's trying to get Ida to see throughout the show, is that she has so much to be happy about. And if she can just bring herself up out of her own self-loathing and guilt about something that's revealed in the show, and we won't tell, you have to come see it, but that she has this sweet, beautiful son who desperately wants her love. And, you know, that's her. After we get to know her and see that she kind of runs the town, she's the mayor without being elected mayor.
She sounds what we would call in the musical theater a little brassy.
She's brassy. Yes, she is. Merman would have played her at some point, I think. But
yes. Miss Julie can sing. She's got some beautiful, beautiful and funny songs. So
yeah.
Stacy
and I have a mutual admiration society here. This is an incredibly talented cast.
We do have a great cast.
Incredibly talented. And, you know, that's Faye Rose is just there to give everybody a big hug and a beer if that's what they order.
I think we're doing a setup for a number from this show here.
Yeah.
It's called Set 'em Up.
Yeah, it is. So where does this occur in the show?
This occurs about halfway through the first act. Charlie has had a tough day at school, and he's turned 13 that day. And so he comes back home, quote unquote, which is actually the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And Faye Rose and his grandfather are trying to cheer him up. And the grandfather is an older, funny, wonderful character actor, mm-hmm. Terry Reynolds. And He's a typical man of the time. He doesn't quite know how to get too mushy and sit down and tell me about your problems, son. You know, so he thinks, I'm going to teach you. You're going to inherit this bar someday, so we're going to teach you to be a good bartender because bartenders solve everybody's problems. And it's this number that ensues out of that of teaching this 13-year-old what the family business. It just happens to be popping the top on some beers instead of carpentry or hat sales or something like that.
Well, let's hear a little bit of this. This is Julie Johnson singing Set 'em Up.
Set 'em Up.
Welcome to your club. Go with me here, Mama.
When you're back there, people trust you, getting stronger drink by drink. So they think they want to share with you every problem, joke, or care with you, and every single thing they've done in their life, and every dadgum stupid thing they think.
The trick is just to listen, no matter what you think.
I see.
Agree and keep on pouring.
You're right about that.
All his cash will disappear before he can blink.
That's one of my guests today, Julie Johnson, who portrays Faye Rose in the world premiere production of a new musical, Prior Rendering, featuring the music of Frank Shiro and a book by Sean Churchman, based on the novel by Gary Reed, which is having its world premiere production this week here in Tulsa, last week in Oklahoma City. It's a co-production of OK Rep in Oklahoma City and American Theater Company. And I'm also joined by Stacy Logan, who portrays Ida in the show. So what has the rehearsal process been for this? As you've gone in and you've had a week now of shows in Oklahoma City, what was the reaction in Oklahoma City?
Great, actually. Yeah. It was very exciting.
Wonderful reviews and people just so very touched by the show.
it's just been all positive, really.
Mm-hmm. Now,
we had a 9-week, it's a 9-week process, but we had a 6-week rehearsal process because we rehearsed on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays, and that allows people to have day jobs too. Right. It allowed me to drive home to
To fly home to Connecticut every week.
It's really nice because when you have family, you know, you have to work out of town.
So you had a longer rehearsal process, but it was sort of condensed.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I would assume were things changing during the rehearsal process?
Oh, yes.
Are things still changing? Because a lot of times when you do it, you know, the old school out of town tryout,
a Broadway tryout, you would rehearse all day, changing things, and then do the new show each
night.
And it's very difficult and scary.
But so for this one, basically have set a form.
Yeah, this contract
doesn't
allow for that,
right?
Because it's a smaller contract. Yeah.
We set it at the end of the first preview in Oklahoma City, and that's the show that we.
And I imagine, you know, I believe there will be other productions of this, and that's the goal. And we will, you know, if there were changes that they want to make, they will do it then.
Yeah.
Well, the amazing thing too is that I always remind myself when I'm thinking, oh, the timing on this, what am I doing? And then you think, wait, there's something important missing. The audience, when the audience arrives, they're that last actor that you've been waiting for weeks to arrive to the show. And when their feedback comes in, their energy, the time, even just the time that it takes for the applause, as the actor, you get to breathe for a second and you go, oh, yes, now I'm okay.
Now this works.
Now this works. The whole thing works. And it is about the audience being there and
so they're really watching that, the response.
Oh, so the producers and everyone.
They come every day and see what works and maybe doesn't work. Or they also have these surveys that they put into the programs. And if there are things that people don't understand or if they loved a certain song, they're asking them to fill the surveys out and to send them in. And that could be helpful.
So as an audience member, you get to be part of the process,
the creation.
Truthfully.
Yeah.
Now, as actors, are you part of that process, or is it sort of the creative team sort of huddling after each show and you guys are in the dark? How does that work on this particular show?
Sometimes people are open and sometimes they're not. And so
I think
so we have, yes, I have said, I have an issue here. Can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't lining up in my head. Can you explain or how about this? You know, and sometimes they're open to those suggestions and sometimes people aren't. And you talk it through and find a way together.
I would think in adapting a novel, I mean, because novels are so big, that every word in the libretto ends up being incredibly important because you're trying to condense this down to the essence of a novel. And so the libretto has just got to be so key to convey so much in the shortest amount of time as possible, I would think.
And that's why I think, you know, the wisdom of someone like Sean, he knows he has to pick the specifics that help propel this story that's on stage. It may not be identical to what you read in the novel, just as when you go see The King and I, it's not identical to Anna and the King of Siam, but it is
telling that story
in a way that is stage worthy and in 2 to 2.5 hours so that the audience can follow the story, love it, and walk out and say, you have to go see this. Mm-hmm. Now, that's one of the I love when shows are based on a great novel, and that was of course Rodgers and Hammerstein's key that they began was the idea of taking real classic novels and writing musicals around those as opposed to, you know, the Broadway melody of 1938 and the things where they were more of reviews prior to Rodgers and Hammerstein writing the true book musicals.
We're talking about Prior Rendering, a new musical which will be running tonight through Sunday at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center. It is sponsored by American Theater Company and teaming up with Oklahoma City Rep in Oklahoma City. And my guests today are Stacey Logan, who portrays Ida, the mother of the main character, and Julie Johnson, who portrays Faye Rose, who's the owner of a little bar where the main character sort of grows up. And tell us a little bit about some of the other people in the show, as the other characters. This is a pretty good-sized cast, it sounds like.
It is.
And it's nice. It's an ensemble piece. So all of these great characters, you know, they'll have a number or two. So you really get to know them. We have Turtle Man, which is sort of the How would you describe him?
He's one of the town eccentrics. In a small town, you can't
he's
say
probably
the
a regular.
Town eccentric.
He's probably a regular at the bar, right?
And he's just, again, one of those
He lives down at the lake
characters,
alone.
Lives down at the lake alone. He loves turtles, and he always
sells
has some
turtle shells and turtle love potions. And
he has good advice for Charlie, you know, in a very, very homespun, not necessarily educated by book, but educated by life mm-hmm. way. And he's very funny. He's Ben Hall. We're talking about him like he's Ben Hall, who's an Oklahoma actor. There are a lot of Oklahoma performers in this, Oklahoma
which
born.
Which makes it feel very authentic.
Absolutely. And your two young leads are at
just
OU,
graduated,
right?
Or just graduated. What, mm-hmm. I think University of Oklahoma. Mark Jamal is a senior and Tanner graduated last year. Tanner Rose.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they're wonderful.
Fantastic.
Just amazing talents.
Now, I assume they've been involved in this process for longer than just the rehearsal process as well, right?
I think about 9 months. Uh-huh. Sean tapped them, you know, and then they started working on the material, I guess, when they were in school. And one of our producers is the Weisenhofer School of Musical Theater at Oklahoma University. Sean Churchman is a professor there. Mm-hmm. So they have been.
And Frank Shiro is a professor at NYU.
New York University.
New York University. So it's certainly a national group. There are people from everywhere that are involved in this, you know, and to have Sue Marinella, our producer from New York. But yet she grew up in a very small town in, mm-hmm. Was it in Maine? No, Maryland, I think.
Yeah, Maryland.
Very
mm-hmm.
tiny town. She said, all these same people were in my town. They just had different accents, you know. Because it is. It's a story that happens everywhere, mm-hmm. you know, of the small town and all the people that come together to help each other or try not to, you know.
Well, we have one more tune we can play. This is from the show. It's Charlie Come Back. Can someone set this up? Is this you, Stacey?
Well, yeah. Charlie disappears for a while, and we don't know where he is. And Ida, in this song, realizes that she does have a gift in Charlie and that the Lord did give her a gift in Charlie. And she sort of has an awakening in this song.
So this is where she begins to soften up
She starts to get mushy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let's hear
this a little mushy.
This is from the new musical Prior Rendering with Stacey Logan singing Charlie Come Back.
Oh, Lord, I'm asking for your grace while the light in the sky is going dim. He's a good boy. There's a love in that boy. Don't punish him. Oh, Charlie. Why did you leave? Where did you get to? Could I have stopped you? How do I find you? Are you hurt? Are you lost? Are you sick? Are you just having fun? Oh, where did you go?
That's Stacey Logan from Prior Rendering, which opens tonight and runs through Sunday at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center, the world premiere production with City Rep in Oklahoma City and American Theater Company joining up to present this a new musical. Mm-hmm. Stacey Logan, my guest, Julie Johnson, who portrays Faye Rose. And so what is the goal? I assume every musical, the goal is to be on Broadway. Yeah.
Do have people coming in from all over the country. We'll have many people flying in to see the show this evening. In New Yorkers.
So this is sort of a place where you're encouraging backers at this point?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. In my head, and I haven't actually talked to Sue, but I think they would like another production at another regional theater to perhaps incorporate changes that they make from this showing and make our way definitely into New York City. And I really have a lot of faith in this show. So,
well, mm-hmm. Sue has also expressed when I've been present with her mm-hmm. in conversations that she really hopes that this show will play in a lot of cities because there is a very important message for young people, mm-hmm. Especially when you feel that you are different. Message of inclusion. If you're different, if you feel isolated, if you feel that you are somehow wrong and everyone else is right, that's not necessarily what's true at all. The truth is that you are you, and you have something very valuable to give, mm-hmm. and very valuable to inspire others, and that Charlie takes this journey that we don't often see portrayed in the American musical theater, and he realizes who he is, and he learns to become comfortable with that, mm-hmm. and I think she would love for the show possibly to even tour around a bit, mm-hmm. from in several cities before going to New York, which, you know, Frank Wildhorn did that with Jekyll and Hyde. Mm-hmm. That has kind of become another route to New York.
In many ways, it's a different route than the old out-of-town tryout, mm-hmm. but the old out-of-town tryout was you went to about three or four cities, Philadelphia, Boston, New Haven, mm-hmm. and then you
Washington.
Ended
up...
And then you
and
ended
one
up
one set of bad reviews in one town could bring the whole thing down. But luckily so far, we are doing quite well with mm-hmm. the critics and with the audience response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we wish you great success with the piece. It sounds really interesting, and it sounds like you guys are having a great time. And I think, Julie, you touched on this. This is, you know, there is a dearth of good characters for actresses, say, from the mm-hmm. There's no great characters between the time you go from the ingenue to mm-hmm. the grandma.
Yes.
And this show has three of those great characters.
Absolutely.
And it's wonderful.
Rachel Koloff plays one of the other
Pauline.
Characters. Pauline. She's hysterical.
Oh, it's a wonderful part.
Stacey and I both worked with her in New York. So we had a wonderful mm-hmm. big estrogen reunion when we all got to see each other.
Now, are you the three that were all in Candide together on Broadway?
Yes.
Yeah, we were in Hal Prince's revival in '98 with Andrea Martin mm-hmm. and Jim Dale. And, mm-hmm. And I used to lace on stage. One of my introductions was lacing up Julie's corset. She played the Baroness.
The Baroness.
And I was the wench. Paquette. Always the wench.
Stacey and I started the show every night.
Now, I know this is, you know, the Broadway world is a small world, but the idea that three of you would have had the same production years ago.
It's so weird. I've never...
But it shows what a small business this is, too, actually, because we all went, you know, Rachel still works in New York, works mm-hmm. a lot of regional theaters, too. Stacey mm-hmm. has a huge resume from New York. I have worked in New York, but I've also been back here raising my son in the Texas and Oklahoma area mm-hmm. and doing a lot of work and going to other regional theaters, too. So our lives have gone all over the map, and all of a sudden, here we are back on the same little Google Map pinpoint right there. Here we all are together. So and so I think that history with each other, too, we just immediately.
And also, I went to college with Sean Churchman, who wrote the book. Mm-hmm. So working with Sean again is pretty great.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we wish you hope you break a leg tonight.
Thank you.
And hope that the show breaks a leg and really does really well. It sounds like it's a great piece, and it sounds like you're really invested
in
it.
It's full of heart. And comedy, too.
Right. Absolutely.
Stacey and Julie, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Rich.
Thank you.
Actresses Julie Johnson, who portrays Faye Rose, and Stacey Logan, who portrays Ida, two of the actresses in the new world premiere production of the musical Prior Rendering. American Theater Company teams up with the Oklahoma City Repertory Theater, City Rep, to present this musical tonight through Sunday afternoon at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center's Williams Theater. For information about the music, visit priorrendering.com. For ticket information, visit myticketoffice.com. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.